survey that's been done for the over 55s, and I'm not there yet, but I'm galloping towards it, and there are golden rules. A lady who's right across it used to be the Royal Correspondent. She was on the news, she was on the telly, she pops up from time to time. She was even in the jungle and I'm a Celebrity. It's Jenny Bond. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
Jenny, why on earth would you be talking to someone as young as you about an over 55 survey? What are you guys at?
Oh, you are very sweet. I am, in fact, 64, and I love your manners, because actually, the golden mottos that I'm going to talk about, top of the list, are manners cost nothing. This is all to do with a survey was carried out by OnePoll on behalf of Retirement Move. Now, they're a national estate agency, and they do what it says on the tin. They specialise in retirement, and they wanted to find out about the lifestyle of people over, well, over 55, really, and how they felt they'd lived their lives and how they'd like to live their lives in the future. And yeah, top of the golden rules to live by were that manners are important. And then family, it really must come first. Friendship should be treasured, and laugh as much as you can. I love that. I love that.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the 50. Manners cost nothing. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Family comes first. Two wrongs don't make a right. Treasure friendship. Keep money for rainy days. Don't judge a book by its cover. Every cliche in the country's in there.
Yeah, but you know, cliches are often the truth, and that's why we use them. And I think there is a lot of truth in this. I particularly like the 50th, which is if we threw all our problems in a pile and saw everyone else's, we'd probably grab ours right back, you know. So it puts things in perspective a little bit. But this is just...
Just on that, Jenny, yeah. That's interesting you would use that one, because I interviewed a lady yesterday from down the road who won $13 million at the weekend on the lottery. And I'm sure if we saw inside her head and her $13 million, she was happy, she was pleasant, she was generous, she was nice. You know, I just adored her when she was on the radio talking to me yesterday. But because she's another person, and even though she's got that $13 million, we probably wouldn't trade places with her. That's an amazing protective mechanism that we have within our own minds, isn't it?
You're right. You're right to pinpoint that. But I think you do need to get a perspective on how big your own problems are. And this survey also looked at regrets. And the top of the regrets was we spend too long worrying about silly things. And I think that's incredibly true. Sadly, the second regret was that we've married the wrong person, which I think is terribly sad.
And a lot of people have to face up to that one. And I suppose there's something you can do about that. But there's definitely something you can do about worrying too much about trivial issues. And if you've got to 55 and you're still playing things over in your head, you've got to hit yourself a kick in the backside, don't you?
Yeah, I know. When you get to a certain age, you think, if I don't know myself by now and haven't got my life in order, then there is something wrong with me. But an awful lot of people, four of the 20 biggest regrets, actually, revolved around money, and particularly saving money for retirement, putting some by for these later years of life. And this is really what Retirement Move wanted to get to, that if you get most of your life sorted, perhaps that might be downsizing. It might be accepting that your best future is in a retirement apartment or a retirement village. If you get all that sorted, then you can enjoy a new lease of life, because being older doesn't mean that you have to sit there in front of the telly all day with your feet up. You know, you can try new things. And that's my own golden rule and the wisdom I try to pass on to people younger than myself, which is take up new challenges. You know, take a little risk, frighten yourself, scare yourself, see if you can do it. Yep. And if you can, by God, you feel a real sense of achievement.
Well, you certainly did that, and I want to speak to you about it in a second. But the other one that's crossing my mind is, you know, health is wealth, and if you're getting into maturing years and you've got your health, you can't put a price on that at all. But what about respect towards older people? Do you think, for example, and I'll use the I'm a Celebrity, the youngsters in the I'm a Celebrity, this one that's leaving, Gemma Collins, would she take advice from you? Only stuck 2 days in the jungle. Would she take advice from a woman who was right there? You came second, didn't you, in a series a few years ago.
Is she leaving? I hadn't even heard that.
Yeah,
is she?
She's pulling out. This is up on our screens here.
Ooh,
I tell you,
she?
Gemma Collins has quit I'm a Celebrity. A spokesperson for the show revealed the Only Way as Essex star walked out after deciding jungle life is not for her. Apparently, she's had some psychological issues in the jungle,
dear.
And you have to feel sorry for her on that. But can you understand people going the whole way and then throwing in the towel? Surely she should have known that she wouldn't have been able to hack it.
Well, it always surprises me that people go in there, you know, with phobias. Oh, I don't like spiders. I don't like enclosed spaces. I'm afraid of heights. And yet you go in the jungle. Well, we all know why, really. It makes good telly, doesn't it, when we see people frightened. In my particular group 10 years ago, which included Peter Andre and Katie Price and Johnny Rotten, there were no people who were particularly scared of things. And as they were, they faced their fears pretty easily. We were quite a cohesive group, actually. And I think there was some respect. I was the oldest one then. I was 53. And there was a certain amount of respect for the granny of the group. But, of course, what that did to me was that I thought, I am going to succeed. I have no way is the granny going to fail, you know. And it gave me new courage to carry out all the bush tucker trials that I did and succeed.
Is that the feistiness of, and use the term politely, an old journalist? Does that feistiness, because we see so many women in particular at the minute who are on the front line reporting from troubled areas across the world, there's an amazing feistiness among journalists, isn't there?
I think we are a stubborn breed, absolutely. And, you know, I think we're getting to the stage where we cease to be surprised that someone on the front line is a woman. I was one of the first two women to present the Today programme, actually. Sue McGregor and I presented the first Today programme presented by two women. And a national newspaper came along to mark this event. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that it was necessary to mark it, but it was. But I think we've entered an era now where perhaps that's less important.
Yeah, this is a reference to the Radio 4 flagship news programme.
That's right. Yeah.
And did you find yourself under pressure being one of the first two women to do it?
No, I think I was quite lucky that I felt during my BBC career that actually being a woman was probably a slight advantage. We were in the minority then, no longer. But the only danger I ever saw was actually being promoted because of my sex, and I certainly didn't want that. I didn't want that kind of positive discrimination. So I think things have changed now, but to me it was probably an advantage.
Are you still welcome at the palace?
I don't think I was ever welcome at the palace. You know, I am a journalist. People sort of, some people even say, you know, you don't work for the palace anymore. I never obviously work for the palace. You know, obviously I'm a journalist. They always thought I had a sort of a nasty spike in the, I think they told me, in the tail of my reports. But that was just balance. That's what you have to do.
Surely, absolutely. Have you any letters after your name? Are you OBE, BEM,
CBE? No, why would they want to do that to me?
I'm going to put you forward. Listen, good speaking to you. Are you watching this? And this girl, Collins, is only coming out today. It wasn't on last night because of the football.
That's right.
So it'll be on tonight. Are you following I'm a Celebrity?
I am. Who's sleeping in my bed, I'm thinking? No, I absolutely love it. It was one of the best things I did. One of the first challenges I took in sort of later life. And it was great fun. And if you want to find out more about all of this, you've just got to go to retirementmove.co.uk, and it'll tell you all about the golden rules and all about how to move on in life to a retirement home if you need to.
Seamless plug there, Jenny, but fair play to you.
Thank you very much.
I like your style. Thanks for talking to us this morning. Thank you. Thanks very much, Jenny. Jenny Bond on the radio. Right, it is 18 minutes to 11.